وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human beings from the perspective of Quran and Islam. We said there are two worldviews when it comes to mankind. There are those who are self-conscious and those who are world-conscious. Those who are world-conscious, they only care about themselves. Those who are self-conscious, it leads them to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a different perspective altogether. Now, the main criticism projects towards the Western culture by the world's intellectuals is that the world-conscious culture, which bends and moves toward self-oblivion. Within this culture, man comes to merely know the world. The more he attains awareness of the world, the more he forgets about his own being, which is natural. The more I indulge in my desires and pleasures, the more I become in the state of ghafla, as the Quran calls it. And when I am in the state of ghafla, I forget who I am, where I am, where did I come from, and where am I going. And I forget who even made me to begin with. Why? Because I'm no longer aware of these things. I'm just aware of my own self and my own desire. Now, this is something that the Quran and Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salam constantly speak of. Even the Quran, he says, when he talks about the concept of ghafla, the concept of unawareness, is that these people become like animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he says, but they are worse off. Kal an'ami bal adallu sabila. They are more misguided than animals, because animals, they have innate, they have fitra. The innate tells them that you need to do 1, 2, 3, and they follow program. Human beings, we have intellect, we have brains. We can think and we can act, we can create, we can invent, and so on and so forth, which animals are not capable of doing. So when I shut down that process of thinking and logic, then I turn myself to be in the animal kingdom. In fact, I will be worse off. Why? Because I have something that I'm not using. So imagine this. A man goes to the market with $1,000 in his pocket, but yet he can't buy a single meal because he thinks or he acts as if he has no money. You'll say this person's insane, which in fact he is, because he has the money, but he does not know how to use it, and he's not even using it. So Allah says, "Kal an'am," surely the between them and mules and animals, the similarity is the fact that they both care about the desires, but we will make humans worse off. أَضَلُّ sabila is the fact that they have something that they are not using. If animals could speak, they would look to that human being and they say to him, have you lost your mind? Allah is giving you a brain and you're not using it. You brought yourself to my level. So Allah says, no. Actually, sorry, we have insulted the animal kingdom. You are worse than that. So we need to become self-aware, not world-aware. even though world awareness is also required, but it has to go in equilibrium with self-awareness, not just worry about this world and dive into it. Let us take a short break and then inshallah we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Now, we are talking about world consciousness and self-consciousness when it comes to the human being. Now, we said that a person will forget himself once he becomes only and only world aware. Now, this is the actual mystery of the fall of mankind in the West. When man loses his own self, as we call it in Arabic, khusran al-nafs, which is a quote from the Quran, what would be the use of this mystery of the world? The strongest criticism of the Western culture in this aspect comes from the late leader of India, Mahatma Gandhi, in 1869 to 1948. In his book, My Religion, Gandhi says, "A Westerner is able to achieve great feats which other people assigned to the providence of God, yet he is unable to reflect on his inner self. This suffices to reveal the absurdity of the false glare of the modern civilization." I mean, he really summons up everything in this sentence or couple of sentences. That people in the West, they can achieve such greatness, they can create such magnificence as we can see in terms of technology, in terms of civilization and what have you. But in terms of reflecting on himself, they fail miserably. And that's why you see that when people extract all the pleasures and desires they can from this world, then they have nothing else to do, and they feel the void in themselves. Some of them turn to suicide, which the rates are crazy. If you can just go Google the suicide rates today, amazing rates, scary rates. Or some of them might turn to, as what we call today, inner peace and inner spirituality, which is also won't get you anywhere because sooner or later you'll get sick of it. Why? Because it has no goal, it has no aim. You just, again, even when you go into this self-meditation kind of form, you're only trying to please yourself. And pleasing yourself is very limited. But one needs to start pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when he says, if you know yourself, you know your Lord, you need to reflect in your inner self. And this reflection should lead you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to sit on a mountain and try to, you know, hum your way through the day and try to achieve self-peace. That might give you a bit of peace because you're disconnected from the world, but it won't get you anywhere. So self-awareness and world awareness, two different things, they need to be combined for us to be better human beings. And when you see people, sometimes they fall on either one of these spectrums. They either become so self-aware that they neglect the world, and those who become so world-aware that they neglect the self and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam teaches moderation. You have to be moderate. Kuntum ummatun wasata. You were a middle kind of ummah, nation created. So we need to be that. Not to fall on this side, nor on the other side. We have no left and right in Islam. There's only the middle path. All right. We'll leave it here and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.